Hi, and welcome to the February 2015 Economic Outlook podcast, titled Strong Job Growth Foreshadows Solid Economic Growth, with Doug Duncan, Senior Vice President and Chief Economist at Fannie Mae. Named one of Bloomberg Businessweek's 50 Most Powerful People in Real Estate, and one of Inman News's 100 Most Influential Real Estate Leaders for 2013, Doug leads the Economic and Strategic Research Group, responsible for providing forecasts and analyses of current and historical data on the economy, housing, and mortgage markets for Fannie Mae. Today, Doug will share macro insights on the current state of the economy, the housing and mortgage markets, and the capital markets, based on various data available as of February 10th, 2015. And now here's Doug Duncan with the February 2015 Economic Outlook podcast.
The February macroeconomic and housing finance forecast is not extremely different from the January forecast. We expect that growth in 2015 will pick up from 2014 to the pace of about 2.9%. That's a little bit of an adjustment downward from our expectation last month. Mainly, it's a result of coming off of strong mid-year 2014 numbers into a more modest pace at the beginning of 2015. Good news is that all of the strength that we've seen in hiring over 3 million jobs in 2014 has carried into a good starting year employment number for 2015. All of those additional people working are earning incomes, and when you add all their incomes together, aggregate income in the country has risen, and that is supporting stronger consumption. So the fourth quarter consumer spending was pretty strong. We're still waiting to see individual household income rises, but there are some signs that that is picking up. That's a key factor for whether an individual household buys a house or not from a housing perspective. We saw a little bit of a tick down in business fixed investment. Obviously, the decline in oil prices had something to do with that. Our view is that oil prices are likely to move between $60 and $80 a barrel for a while until such time as economic growth around the globe picks up, both China and Europe having been weaker than expected, leading to both a decline in demand for oil, which was a contributor to it, the decline in its price, as well as the increase in production was a contributor to the decline in oil prices. All that's been a benefit to consumers, but they seem to have been paying down debt and saving more than consumption, rather than spending. And a temporary decline in gas prices is hardly a good reason to go out and buy a house, so we're still waiting to see the growth in household income. House prices this year are likely to rise, but not quite as fast as they did last year. And inflation adjusted, it's still an increase that's above the long run national average, but of course, housing is local. We're watching the risks from the oil price decline in certain states which have a higher share of employment related to energy extraction than others. So there are some regional risks there. Overall, we expect housing to do better in 2015 than in 2014. We think maybe about a 6% increase in total home sales. Mortgage production, probably about a $1.2 trillion, up about $100 billion in our expectation from last month because we had that temporary decline in interest rates that led to a surge of fence sitters jumping in to refinance. Rates have come back up as of this commentary, and the data are showing that there's a decline in applications for refinances, not surprisingly. But overall, a year of growth for the economy that's at or slightly above trend, perhaps, and improvement in housing as the economy continues to drag housing upward.
Thank you for listening to today's Fannie Mae podcast. For more information or to read the full economic outlook, please visit fanniemae.com. Estimates, forecasts, and other views expressed in this podcast should not be construed as indicating Fannie Mae's expected results, are based on a number of assumptions, and may change without notice. How this information affects Fannie Mae will depend on many factors. The Economic and Strategic Research Group does not guarantee that the information in these materials is accurate, current, or suitable for any particular purpose. Changes in the assumptions or underlying information could produce materially different results. The views published by the Economic and Strategic Research Group speak only as of the date indicated and do not necessarily represent the views of Fannie Mae or its management.